Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 24th, Thursday, 2019, day 24. Today's topic: life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 16, verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 48, verse 1 to chapter 49, verse 33, Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 to chapter 16, verse 12, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 27. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Life is full of seeking for the best. Best clothes, best restaurant, best house, best car, oh, best so many things. I received three passages from today's TWA Time with Baba to make me understand life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Now, number one, Psalm 16, verse 2. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Number two, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Number three, Matthew chapter 16, verses 8 to 11. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Yeah. Life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Do you understand? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to truly understand that you are my shepherd, to be with you each day and that I will never be in want. I will always be good and enjoy each day is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, life doesn't have best, only good, God is good. Do you understand? Number two, what is your next step for you to experience and to live out life doesn't have best, only good, God is good? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? Now I received some new thing today. Yeah. Due to my catching, each day is so rich and I really can't write all that down. I would like to invite you to listen to my podcast by clicking the topic of this blog on top of this. I'm sure that if you spend some time to listen rather than just read, my blog would help you to understand more about what the Lord would like to say to you through my sharing so that you are able to receive much encouragement today. Now, you need to go to my blog and look at the photos that I took. The first one, you can see the date, January 24. Yeah. You can see quite a number of green. Green means promises from God. For us to give thanks. Red means human weaknesses and sins, for us to confess our weaknesses, our sins. And blue is for us to give thanks because that's God's character, His great deeds. So you can see save. Yeah, I use green and blue to highlight, keep me safe, my God, refuge. And on the right-hand side, when I was copying, the Holy Spirit reminded me of what Thomas exclaimed after he saw the risen Lord in John chapter 20, verse 28. My Lord, my God, yeah, is here. You say, my God, my Lord, but Thomas said, my Lord, my God. Wow. So what I wrote there is, Jesus is Lord, is the only good thing, one and only one. And also I wrote there, everyone want to find best. There's no best thing. God is good. Wow. Yeah. Nothing to compare. Yeah. And we are always in a comparison mode to make us very sad. Always not enough, right? But there are worse and worse, right? There's no best, but there are worse and worse and worse and worse if you are away from God. Yeah. Just good. Safe and secure if you are in good. It's your refuge. Safe and secure. Now, say the page. Genesis. I highlight my shepherd, blue. The angel deliver me. And I wrote on the right-hand side, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I wrote, when we want this and that, there is best, best car, best house, best restaurant. Yeah. But God is good. Yeah, I shall not be in want of all those kind of things. Good, good, good. That's God. So on the page 3, Matthew. Wow, so many. The whole page is full of red, right? So our weaknesses, we're not careful, we're not on guard. And she just says, why little faith? Don't you know what Jesus is talking about? Yeah. Because they do not believe in who He is and what He has done. You do not, sometimes you do not believe in who Jesus is and what He has done for you. So you don't understand. And worrying about no bread, no money, no everything, right? Not enough, or kills us. So Jesus said, yeah, I serve Him. Do you still not understand? Whoa. Okay, page 5. Read again. Jesus said, how is it you don't understand? So I wrote on the right-hand side, so about what? About what? That I was not talking to you about bread. What was Jesus talking about? Well, about Jesus, his Lord. He is the shepherd, I shall not want. If the shepherd is with me, that's good. Right? And also at the end, I wrote in the middle, what's wrong with the teaching of Pharisees and Sadducees? Pull people away from the presence of the Lord to teaching past 10 rules. It's all past 10. That's important, but if all those is past 10, is useless. And not present tense, being with God. Last page, the Proverbs. Oh, yeah, pay attention. Turn your ear, the singular number, and I check on the Hebrew. It's a singular number. It's hearing, focus hearing. Okay? Yeah, we are not focusing. We are hearing so many things. To my words, they're sayings. He has many sayings to you. So what I wrote is, don't look elsewhere. You know, we look here and there, our cell phone, listening to here. Not so many things, spending so much time every day. But look at Jesus who is talking to you. When you open the Bible, when you're listening to this podcast, when you're looking at the photos I took of my writing, please look at Jesus. And he is looking to you. He wants to tell you something very important, tailor-made to you. Life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you.